15 years ago, Jenny Hughes and her family moved from England to come to Calgary, and very soon after that, Jenny made this her church home. And Jenny and her family are about to be moving back to the UK. They leave at the end of this coming week, and I thought, as when I heard about that, I thought we need to provide an opportunity for Jenny to share with us. So Jenny's going to be coming up and just talking a little bit about kind of some intersections that she's had with God over the past 15 years. And so I just thought it'd be a great time and a great opportunity to have Jenny come. So I'd like to invite you to come up to the front, Jenny.
Okay, so get myself organized. Okay, this is my first time being at this microphone, so you have to bear with me a little bit. So as Stephen said, I've been here 15 years. About 3 weeks ago, he emailed me and said, would you be willing to share a bit about your faith journey? And initially I saw the email and thought, he's like sent it to the wrong person. Why would he want me to talk? Like, that can't be right. And then I thought, no, it's definitely for me. And then I thought, I'm probably just going to say no. Thanks very much. It's not my thing. I'll leave it at that. But then I thought, well, I don't know. Maybe I could do this. But what am I going to talk about? Like, I don't really sort of think about my faith journey as such. And I thought, I don't know. So I spoke to my husband and I said, you know, we've had this opportunity. And I said, you know, what do you think I should do? He said, well, you know, you could just share some stories about our time in Canada. And, you know, that would be quite good to do. Or you could just say, it's been great, thanks very much, and go and sit back down. which I'm totally, that would be my preference right now. For those people that do know me, they sort of know that I'm somebody who does like to tell a story from time to time. But the biggest thing for me was, what do I really talk about? So I've got a few notes. I said to Stephen this morning as I came in, I was tempted just to like totally wing it, just arrive and chat. And then I thought, no, I can't do that because I've been surrounded by amazing teachers over the years and seeing how like planning is like really important. So I tried to do a little bit of planning, but actually left it sort of right to the last minute because I wasn't sure what to talk about. So my challenge was where to start. You know, do I talk about growing up and that I used to go to church and I was part of the choir? I could totally talk about that. Or I could talk about the time when, as a sort of teenager, a young adult, that I didn't actually come to church very often. I was so busy doing other stuff, university. I'd occasionally come to church. Maybe I'd come for like Easter or Christmas, or but it certainly wasn't every week. Or maybe I could talk about how I sort of reconnected with church through my husband's great aunt and all of the great things I'd done in the churches I was at in the UK, how my kids come along to church when they were quite small. But I just really wasn't sure. And so I thought, you know what, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to wait for a while. So instead I came to church and I sort of sat and I looked around and I sort of started to notice the faces around me. And I thought, wow, like I'm surrounded by so many amazing people. And all of these people, a lot of the faces here that I see, have made a big impact on me. And as I was sat doing that, I also sort of looked over at our sign over there, one more person, one more step. And I thought, you know, there's my inspiration. So that's what I'm going to try and sort of incorporate into the time here. Now, as somebody who's often taught in Kids Zone, I was a bit scared that for Thanksgiving we wouldn't actually have Kids Zone and would have all the kids in. So I was thinking, I need to, you know, make it entertaining for them as well. But then when they went out, I thought, great. And then I thought, but I don't want to take too long, because too long of a sermon for the Kids Zone is difficult. But I don't want to make it too short either, because if somebody comes and says, you're done, and they're not even through snack, that's terrible. So anyway, so I'll move on. So I am going to focus on one more person, one more step, with the hope of, sort of highlighting the people that God sends into your life to sort of help you in your journey through the world. And that's how I view that. And how you, by sort of those people coming into your life, it helps you to take steps that God wants you to take, and helps you to be a bit braver, like standing up here, which I do feel quite nervous about. And also with those people and that support, how it does deepen your faith, which in my 15 years here, I totally know that my faith has deepened. But first, I do need to get prepared. So obviously, I'm not used to standing up in front of lots of adults. I'm much more used to being in front of kids, because that's my job as well. And it's a little scary. When I was talking to Stephen, he sort of said, well, it's Thanksgiving, there's probably not going to be that many people. And so when I arrived this morning, there was hardly any people. I was like, yes, it's great. And then people started to arrive, and I was like, okay, there's lots of people. This is going to be tricky, but I'll go. So I've decided to settle my nerves by making this, trying to make this a little bit more familiar. So this is my bag. I told Stephen I had this bag full of stuff, and hopefully it'll all make sense. So I'm going to start by bringing out this bag of goldfish. And because I'm used to being in front of kids, often through Kids Zone we would have to, you know, prepare a snack for our kids. So I brought the goldfish, but sadly I didn't have any time to make any cookies or slice up some fruit. But obviously this is an open pack of goldfish, so I sort of used this to comfort my nerves before getting here today. So this will help settle my nerves today. And if I was doing Kids Zone now, I would have started by sort of asking how everyone's doing today. You know, have you had a good week? And then I would say, you know, has anyone had Thanksgiving dinner yet? And there'd be a few hands that would go up. And then I would say, hands up if you like pumpkin pie. So hands up if you like pumpkin pie. I see a few hands out there. It's fantastic. Okay. There's obviously a few people that don't. That's totally fine. So this is my first prop. I'm going to use a few of these along the way just to try and help me stay on track. Okay. So, I'm going to move on to my next one. So I did move here 15 years ago, and when I moved here, I came with my husband and my two small children at the time. One was 4 and one was 11 weeks old. And when we got here, it was dark, it was late at night, and we were moving into a condo. And the first morning, I sort of opened the blinds, and as I opened the blinds, I saw this church, and it was Holy Trinity. And I thought, well, I guess that's my closest church then. Probably end up going there. And I've been here ever since. From the first time I walked through the door, everyone was like really welcoming. I started out with my little bucket seat with my daughter in over that side, and my son like wandering around. And it was so awesome because the church was full of kids, and it was just a great atmosphere to come into. And everybody really did make me welcome. So this brings me on to my next prop. It's a bunch of flowers. So when I first arrived, we used to have flowers on the altar, and one of the things that Jim would often do, he, after the service, would come and find people, often people that he'd not met before, and he would offer them a bunch of flowers. And he did that for me when I first arrived. He came and said, I'd like to give you some flowers, you know, to take home. And I said, well, that'd be really nice. However, I haven't got any of my stuff from the UK. It's all in a shipping container, still waiting to come across. I haven't actually got a vase to put any of these things in. And he was like, well, let me know when you've got one, and I'll give you some flowers. So I did get a vase, and I did get some flowers from Jim. And that was like one of the first things, one of the first people who helped me make some steps here at church. And so when my stuff did eventually come, I moved from the condo here over into Hidden Valley into a house. And when we did that, Pastor Stephen and his wife Mandy actually brought some food on our first night there, and it was just amazing. We don't have any family here, and to have somebody who we didn't really know, we'd only been here like a few weeks, come and bring us some food, it was just another moment of wow, like what an amazing church I'm going to be part of. This is just awesome. So over the times I've moved a few I've moved a few times, but I've always come back to Holy Trinity. People have asked me, you know, you live in a different community now. It's, you know, a bit of a distance to drive to come to church. But I was like, well, I've only just started to get to know people. Like, why would I leave? And like, the people are amazing. And so I've always sort of stayed here. And one of the reasons I stayed here was because fairly early on being here, I was asked whether I would like to join a small group, and I've been part of the small group pretty much the whole time I've been at Holy Trinity, and it's just been awesome. It's possibly one of the most influential parts of my faith journey here. You know, it was, to start out with, I was wasn't quite sure when they said small group, or didn't really know what that meant. I thought maybe it was like Bible study, and to be honest, I had two young children at the time, and I thought, I'm not sure I can actually stay awake during the evening of study, so I was a bit nervous. But then I sort of quickly learned that it was much more than just Bible study. It was a time that we could connect with other members. Often the other members were like me, they had small children, but we were all from like, you know, different backgrounds, and we had children of different ages, and it worked out really great. And the other thing for me was that as a stay-at-home mum, it was nice to connect with some adults. Obviously I've got my husband to talk to, but to have adults outside of my house to talk to and to be around, and also to have snacks that weren't shaped like fish or cut up into small bits was really cool. So it was great, and this brings me on to my next thing. I can thank Small Group for introducing me to Bridge Mix. Probably first 2 weeks I was there, somebody came with a big bag, and I was like, what is this? And that's why this bag is empty, because I can't actually keep a full bag of this stuff in my house anymore. So, but I saved the bag, so I could bring it today. So over the time of being in study group, we did lots of Bible study, but we also studied many different books. Some of the ones that I sort of remember were from authors like Rob Bell and Philip Yancey and Rick Warren. And the great thing about small group was, even though I'd been to church in the past and I'd done some Bible study, this really sort of gave me lots of different perspectives on stuff I'd never been introduced to before, different ways of thinking, and so that's why I would class this as my sort of most influential part of being at church. And so the fact that small group had so many different people from so many different backgrounds was just great. And we shared, you know, over the years we've shared some good times and bad. We've laughed and we've cried, and we've prayed together, and we've also shared meals together with our families. So it's been a really huge part of my life over the years. So I'm going to say that I'm so thankful for every member of study group over the years. Like, you've been a blessing to me for sure. So I'm not going to cry. Okay, I'm going to put this down. Move on to my next one. So continue on with the one more person, one more step. Also sort of fairly early on, I got the chance to volunteer at church. And, you know, right from the beginning, it was, you know, come to church, be part of church. You don't have to volunteer, but there's so many opportunities, so many ministries here. It was just amazing. And one of the first ones I joined was In From The Cold. And for those that you don't know, we used to host In From The Cold here from time to time, which is a charity that sort of helps those who are homeless. And they would come here, we'd provide them with a warm meal and a safe place to sleep. They'd also get a nice hearty breakfast and a bag lunch, and you know, they'd have time to sort of chat with members of the congregation who would come and volunteer. And I still have to take my hat off to the leaders of this ministry, because not only did they get everything organized, they were doing this all the time whilst having full-time jobs themselves and looking after their own families. And they would take the time to be part of this, and I always find that quite amazing. So doing this was awesome. I used to bring my kids. They would sometimes they would help set it up. Most of the time they'd be playing around the church. But they would get so excited when the guests would arrive, because they would often come on school buses, and they would be there ready to sort of welcome people. And that always sort of melted my heart a little. And I remember one time my son had been playing with some of the kids that were here. And this family were homeless, and they just sat and they played and they had a great time. And I remember leaving and going towards the car, and my son said, "Oh, I had a great time. I really hope I see my friend again." And I sort of stopped and I just sort of said, I'd love you to see him again, but I would also love for him to have a home, because he doesn't have a home of his own right now. And you could see the look on his face of like, wow, like, yeah, like I would like him to have a home. But it was just so nice that he was able to just come, and I hope that the children that were here just felt that they were part of the congregation as well, and that they were, you know, they just had a felt the love that is here. So this brings me on to my next prop, which is this shake and bake. This was fun. So I used to help out with the kitchen more often than not, because it's something I really enjoy doing. And we would have a variety of menus over the years. And I remember this one time that the leader brought shake and bake to do. And I looked at this thing, I was like, wow. Because we had sort of guests, I think it was around sort of 15, 20 guests and some of the helpers. I can't remember the amount of numbers. But it was a lot of shake and bake to do. And I think my arms still hurt a little from doing the shake and bake over the, like, between that and the time that we were gonna be whipping some cream, but we couldn't find the electric mixer. So we were whipping this cream enough for all of our people. And yeah, like, I got some muscles that day. It was so awesome. And at this point, I'd actually like to just remember all the people that have come here and have stayed overnight, and I really hope that wherever they are now, that they found homes, and that you know, they still remember a little bit of the kindness and love that we hopefully showed to everybody. In From The Cold was just really, really amazing. Okay, I hope this. I'm gonna just take a break, because there's a lot. So this leads me on to the next thing, which is definitely something that has helped me. Back in the UK, I'd done a few different jobs, and when I came here, I had small children, I was a stay-at-home mum. And I remember I'd spent quite a bit of time in the nursery looking after my daughter and some of the other children who were at church. And I remember one day someone said, "Oh, you know, would you be interested in volunteering to help with Kids Zone? You know, there's occasions where we, you know, teachers might not be there and we might need someone to step in." And I thought, "Oh, I'm not sure that's really my thing. I don't think I'm really qualified to do like Kids Zone teaching, because like you need to know a lot about teaching. You've got all these children, but I really didn't think that I was." That qualified. But anyway, I took one Sunday spot, and it was actually quite daunting at the time, but it was actually a lot of fun. So I thought, you know, I'll step I'll do this. I'll sign up. So my not qualified about, you know, whether I knew much about the Bible was soon sort of dispelled. I did go to Sunday school, and I started to remember some of the stuff that I'd learned in Sunday school myself. And because the way the Kids Home was set up, we had a curriculum to follow and teachers we could sort of prepare and read through things. And I actually learned so much from doing Kids Home. Like, I still can't remember a lot of the, you know, quotes from chapter and verse of the Bible. It's not something that I probably will ever be able to do myself. But I remember the stories, and I remember the kids asking questions, and sometimes I would ask really complicated questions, and I would think, oh no, how do I answer this? And then my stock answer was always, well, you know, I don't really know the answer to that, but I know a man who does. And I would point them to Stephen's way here. So, but that brings me, yeah. Part of Kids Home would have to bring snack. So sometimes it was popcorn, as well as goldfish, as well as cookies and things. Some kids didn't like popcorn, so you had to be prepared for these things. But through the Kids Home ministry, I met a lot of teachers, and they really were just awesome. If I ever struggled with a lesson, they would sort of be by the side of me and sort of, you know, giving me ideas about how to do things. Or if I had a group of kids that didn't work particularly well together, they would give me ideas of how to sort of help them learn what we wanted them to learn. And so it was awesome. And from that, I've ended up working in a school myself, working with kids, and I can really sort of thank the church for sort of leading me there. So I'll put my popcorn down. Okay. I'm now getting quite warm. I can feel my face is quite flushed. So I'm actually going to take my cardigan off, because this sort of leads me on to the next thing. I was trying to look fairly smart, you know. My mum would be proud, hopefully, that I'd made an effort today. So I'm actually going to take my cardigan off, because this leads me on to one of the other really fun things that I had the pleasure of being part of, and that was VBS. This is my VBS T-shirt. So. From our last one, so Vacation Bible School. I think we started Vacation Bible School here in 2013, something like that, and we've done it for quite a few years. And I remember that the first one we did was I think it was Kingdom Rock, where we sort of transformed the church into a castle. And I remember that I was asked whether I would be a leader of one of the sort of little groups, and it was the preschool kids, and those preschool kids are now in grade 7, which is pretty cool. But again, this is another thing, the one more person, one more step. The people that volunteered for VBS, the leaders especially, the people that did all the planning for VBS and got it together were just so brilliant. There was definitely a lot of prep, and it was great to be part of the team. It was actually a lot of fun, and really exciting to see how the church would go from looking like it is today to being transformed into a castle, being transformed into caves, being transformed into sort of like almost like a desert island. There's been a whole load, and part of me had sort of wished that I'd taken lots more photos so I could do sort of like a slideshow and show you how it was. But I'm hoping that at some point in the future that VBS will come back, and then you'll all get to see just how awesome it is when it gets transformed. It is a lot of fun. So one of the things that I learned from VBS was that I can only do one day at a time. I got the chance to be a sort of leader, and part of it, I have to bring this out. This is my other prop, cornstarch. Very, very innocent, this cornstarch, apart from when it's part of one of the activities where we filled a container full of water and cornstarch, and we had the kids walk over it because it related to one of the Bible stories that we were talking about. And they had great fun walking across this. It was like walking on water, brilliant. But what I didn't realize was that the cleanup afterwards, especially when you move this container into your car, and you forget that your son has actually added more water, and then corn starch is all over your car. I learned a lot from that, so the corn starch reminded me of VBS too. But the other thing from this was, my mum always used to say to me, Jenny, shine your light in the world. And when I was doing this, that was one of the readings. So for Matthew 5, verses 13 to 16, say, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill can't be hidden. Now, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. So, VBS was, again, another part of my faith journey. I learned so much from it, and ultimately I had a great time. So I really hope that VBS will come back. Right, next one. I'm almost at the end. I promise, I'm almost at the end. headphones. Okay, this reminds me of the other part of church, which has been for my kids. My kids have had very similar experiences to me of one more person, one more step. Through being at Kids Zone, but also through youth group. And I want to mention the youth pastors that we've had, because they've been awesome. And the people before, we had our sort of youth pastors who volunteered and would have a separate time for our youth to be together. It was really important. So my son, the reason I've got these headphones is my son was part of the youth group when Jaden was here, and he got to go up to YC, and he had a fantastic time. He came back, he was so full of excitement. He said, oh, I've had a great time, it's been so good, and we did all these different things. And one of the bands that was there was a band called For King and Country. I was like, oh, maybe I should look that up. So I looked that up, and they're awesome. And so on my headphones, you'll often find me listening to For King and Country, and that comes from that. So, you know, the church not only impacted my life, but definitely the kids. And they, you know, my son has had, I think it was 3 years, he went to YC and he had a fantastic time. And I know the kids are lucky again to have Austin as their youth pastor, and they get to do lots of other things, which I think is really important. And as someone who, you know, spent a bit of time not coming to church, I think it's so awesome that the kids are here and they've got something that they can be invested in. It's just really, really good. Okay. So I think I've mentioned quite a lot of people. I have not mentioned people by name because I was worried that I would forget everybody's name, which I often do, as my husband will attest to, when people say, hi, Jenny, how are you doing? And I go, hi, yeah, I'm doing really well. And I never introduce my husband because I can't remember the person's name. And he's like, why didn't you introduce me? I can't remember the name. But it will usually come as soon as the person's gone, I'll remember their name. But the other thing, whilst I was doing this, I was thinking about all of the people that are sadly no longer here at Holy Trinity there, and there's been a few, and this has been another part of the One More Step, One More Person, One More Step, that so many people have really influenced me since I've been here. And I've got this little paper crane, and I just wanted to remember all of those people, and also talk about the fact that as a church community, when we've had really difficult times, so many people have come together and have wanted to help and lend a hand, and I've experienced that myself in the past couple of years through a sort of journey that my family went on, which was very hard. And I'm so very grateful for the people here at church. So the paper crane means a lot, as does, if I can find it now, there's a little brooch on here that I was actually given as a sort of gift for being part of Kids Zone, and I've kept it ever since. And I will actually say this is from Karen. She gave me this, and I've kept it all these years. And it's a bowl and a cloth, and it reminds me that you know, it's a real honour to be able to serve and be part of this community, and hopefully have an impact on people's lives. So I think, oh no, I'm not quite at the end. I had to bring this guy because through my time here, this is a little hedgehog that I was given as a gift from one of the students I work with, and I have to bring him. Because at the end of the day, being part of church, I really feel that God has called me so many times to take that next step, and I've been surrounded by people who've helped me to do that. And I don't think I would be doing what I do now if it wasn't for a lot of the people here. And it really, it's been an honour to be at church here. I've learned so much. One of the things I wrote down on my piece of paper late last night was to remind everyone that, you know, that there's a place for everybody here. You know, sometimes you don't feel like I've been asked to do things over the years, and I've not necessarily felt like I've been qualified to do it, but if you take that step and are a bit brave and do things, it's amazing how people come and support you and help you, and it ultimately strengthens your faith. And when I look at so many people, I see how God works in people's lives and the prayers that have been answered. So I think I'm going to leave it there. I did have a few more things to say, but I think I'm done. So thank you. I'm going to miss everybody. So I am going to stop now because I probably will cry. So thank you, Stephen, for giving me this chance. And thank you to everyone who's been part of my journey here. I will be back. I'll come and visit for sure. So thank you. And I'm going to stack my bag.
Thank you very much, Jenny. Just beautiful to hear. Here's some of those stories, and I'm sure that throughout these 15 years, there's been. I mean, obviously, there were times when Jenny, along the way, she thought of some of those things. But I think this talk, her and her family moving back to England has kind of helped her to recall things. And I just love the way in which you could just get a sense of God weaving in the story. There wasn't a lot of God did this, God did that, God did, but you could just sense that God was just walking with her and leading her. And I just find that beautiful. And I wonder whether the challenge for us, or a reminder to us, to be constantly looking at those, the weaving of God throughout our lives. What are some of the stories that we would tell? What are some of the experiences that we've had? What are some of the ways in which God has been working in us and with us, and perhaps through us? That we can hold on to, that we can give thanks for, that we can talk about with other people. So thank you, Jenny. Thank you for your courage to stand up. I know that it was when that email was sent to you a few weeks ago, the first response was no way. But thank you very much. And I would like to pray for you and your family right now. So let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love for us. We thank you for the way in which you do weave throughout our story, that sometimes we might not even be aware of it. But Lord, you are there. You are walking with us. You are holding your hand out to us and inviting us to grab hold, and you're leading us through. We thank you for the way in which you've been with Jenny and Andy and Jonathan and Rebecca over these past 15 years while they've been in Calgary. And we know that you're going to continue to walk with them as they go back to England and settle back back there. We just thank you for the way in which they have been a blessing to us and for the way they have had an impact on others, not only in this church, but in the wider community as well. We just pray, Lord, that you will pour out your blessing upon them as they go back, that you will be constantly with them, and that there will be many times in which they will be able to be aware of you walking with them. So we lift them up to you and commit them to you in the holy and precious name of Jesus. Amen.